he's kind of gunning for battering down and trying to sit it through. That's his opinion, but he values yours as another quote unquote captain.
Battering down? What are you talking about?
Batten. It's all right.
Sorry. Batten down. I'm going to say this old batten. Battening. Batten. That way I can like cut it and like replace it.
Do you want me to write it down for you?
We are a professional podcast. Thank you.
I'm not a seaman, and I know it's not battering down. That's what you do to your woman when she's making you mad. Oh.
You just went there. Come on.
So we left off last time. You guys had made your way onto like the last boat out of Luskin during the winter to go towards Neverwinter. And that's about where we are. It is the morning of your departure. Kayveld, you have your, deed of sale as well as the original deed to the ship with the mismatched signatures, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I completely remember. Completely remember.
I want to start off with a few kind of preliminary checks. This is not anything dangerous. It's more for the flavor of the story. Vicky and Adric, I want you guys to roll acrobatics just to be able to like keep your feet on the ship initially. I just want to see how well you guys handle this initially.
Oh, I see. Assume the dwarves can't stand on their feet.
Yeah,
I see how it is.
Do us like that. What's up with that? Why you gotta do us like that? We're dwarves. We're solid.
Yeah, we're low to the ground, center of gravity.
The floor is not solid, however. It's rocky.
Vicky is wearing banana peels on her shoes, apparently.
It doesn't help that it's snowing.
Adric rolled a 13.
Okay. Vicky rolled a 1. She's holding up her finger for those people who are listening and not watching the podcast.
So does that mean she's like vomiting over the side as she slides back and forth? Is that what it boils down to?
It sounds about like our actual trip to go halibut fishing in Alaska. That's pretty much what Juliet did.
but everywhere I puked over the edge, even when it just turned into stomach acid. Somebody caught a fish.
It's a lucky one.
Oh, okay, then.
It's the luckiest snap one she can roll. All right. It is the morning of in Luskin. Snow is starting to fall from the sky, which already makes it kind of an iffy launch. But if you don't get out now, the captain knows that you guys won't get out at all. It is a pretty rough start. You get out away from the shore and people are running all over the place just trying to keep the sails tight and try to steer into the waves as they break. And the sea has got a lot of chop. This is in the beginning part of winter. And so it's a pretty rough place. Vicky and Adric, you guys are kind of unused to this. Adric, you're holding your own a little bit better. It's still kind of unnerving and you definitely don't feel comfortable. Vicky is bouncing rail to rail on the ship. It doesn't help that it's kind of slick with the snow falling down. There's been a few close calls. She's not so tall. She's going over the railing, but she's definitely running into it.
I'm so green, I look like I'm part ogre.
Sure you didn't have too much to drink last night, Vicky?
Little column A, little column B.
So Kayveld, being a sailor, he's perfectly comfortable on this ship. He's going to stroll out on the dock like nothing's going on, doing the Jack Sparrow swagger as he's going back and forth, going with the roll of the ship. Hey, everybody doing good, yes? It's a happy day on the boat.
Make a constitution check, Vicky.
11.
All right. So you kind of scramble over and you prep yourself to vomit, but you don't, but it's right there. Like you can taste it and it's just not coming out yet.
One wave more and it's coming out.
So
Cable's going to take this opportunity to offer her some fish.
All right. Well, I'll let you make the choice on this. Not even roll. What do you do when you hear fish?
Can I vomit? Oh, sorry. Can I vomit on him? Like right on his shoes?
Yeah, you can vomit on Kayvel's shoes. Okay.
I'm going to vomit on his shoes.
Well, I think that would be like a dexterity saving throw.
You do acrobatics.
That is a 19 plus. Let's see. Acrobatics plus 9, so 28.
But don't I get advantage because it was a surprise vomit?
No, he steps back just in time to not get caught with any of that on his shoes.
He's been a sailor for a while. He's kind of accustomed to this sort of thing. So
also, I don't think you can beat a 28.
Well, what do you roll for vomiting? What is your would that be a dexterity if you're trying to vomit on somebody in particular?
It's a ranged attack. So it's a day out. These waves are pretty big. It's not a storm. Like, Kayvel, do you know that this is, for this time of year, pretty much what you'd expect? But it's definitely harder than it would be in the summer because it is a lot more up and down than it would normally be. Adric and Kayvel, for all you know, this is like the worst that could happen.
You mean Adric and Vicky?
Yes, I mean, Adric and Vicky, for all you know, this is the worst that could happen. Between the large waves, and it is still snowing, and things are getting really slick. It's getting difficult even for you, Kayveld, to keep your balance. Most people, except the absolute necessary, are kind of holing up inside the caravel, which is the kind of boat that you guys are on. It's got 3 masts. The middle one has a crow's nest up in it. And from inside, not from inside. Where are you guys at this point? It's starting to get hard to be outside if you're not needed.
I don't know why I'd be outside at all. I'm going to be inside just hovering over a giant barrel.
Okay. Adric?
Oh, fish. Adric would actually probably be volunteering to see what he can do out on the ship.
All right, as with your stockiness and just you are a dwarf, so you have that edge and strength, they have you holding ropes tight and just kind of trying to keep things from breaking loose. Kayveld, what are you doing?
Well, as self-centered as Kayveld normally is, he's had a lot of experience on ships and realized he might be necessary out here right now. So he's also seeing what needs to be done and kind of going from place to place out on deck.
All right. So while this is all happening, at one point, a particularly large wave has the boat creak forward, and your captain's doing a pretty good job of steering into them, so it's not too bad, but it does kind of tilt the ship back more than you'd expect, and with the addition of snow and it's starting to turn to ice a little, you actually hear a scream from above you, and as you look up, you see the guy in the crow's nest. The guy in the crow's nest tumble out of it, screaming, falling, heading towards the water.
Cable's gonna grab, we got a buoy or something around there. He's gonna get ready to try to yank this guy on. He realizes it's got to be quick, otherwise he's dead.
It's very true. So with that scream, everybody on deck starts kind of heading the direction towards where he's falling. And with the way the ship was, the downward angle brings up the keel is the back, right? Brings up the keel up a little too high. Not too high, but high enough that it brings it forward and he falls behind the ship out of it because it was initially facing the other way and hits the water in the back. Kayveld, you grabbed that buoy, so go ahead and make me a, I guess it wouldn't be a ranged attack. Just go ahead and make me...
Probably dex?
Yeah, give me a dex... ability to throw that thing towards the guy who just hit the water.
Yeah, I didn't make it. That's a 1. So
So you see
him
hit. I just
get these ones out of the way early.
And everybody is at the rail, and you see him hit. He comes back up for a second, and then he just disappears under the water, and your buoy didn't quite make it near him. You see somebody getting ready, like he's going to jump in, and the first mate has actually been coming up behind you. He came out from inside after he heard the scream, grabbed the guy's shoulder and said, "No, he's gone at this point. It's too, you'd be gone too if you jumped. He won't be coming back up."
Adrix kind of makes a motion with his hands, kind of like a prayer for his soul, for just because, you know, he feels bad that the guy just died. He's going to be given up, and he knows he can't do anything about it.
Yeah, this is the tragic thing that happens at sea a lot. So everybody gives him a quick morning and gets back to work, because that's all you can do to stay alive. The first mate looks at you, Kayveld, and says, "We got to get somebody up in the crow's nest, and we've got nobody else right now that can make it up there. Do you think you can make it?"
"Well, yeah, I can make it, but I don't know for sure it's the best place to be going in the middle of a storm."
"The poor fool. As you should know, he should have tied himself off. He didn't. It's his own mistake that killed him. Take yourself up there. Tie yourself off. Keep an eye out. We think there might be a storm on its way."
"I don't know if you know this, but we're kind of in the middle of one right now. I see it from the deck."
He takes a gander around and goes, "This? No, this is just winter weather. This is no storm, friend."
"All right, I guess I'll go up. Don't really want to, but I guess I'll go up." All right, so Cable's going to go ahead and climb on up there in a flashy fashion.
Yeah, with the rigging, and it's designed to be climbed, so you're not going to have to make any check to do that. It is a little slick, it is a little tough, but you make it up just fine.
And he's definitely giving himself a little tie-off right there at the top of the crow's nest. He won't fall very far. I guess if he's up there already, he's got his little spyglass out. He's going to pull that thing out and take a look around, see if there's anything worth seeing in the middle of this rainstorm we got going.
All right. You've been out for about a day or so. So this is near the end of the day. It's getting starting to get dark, and you look out. Give me a perception check.
11 plus 4, 15.
You can't be sure. You can't really time it. There's definitely some darker clouds. Not necessarily the direction you're going, which is kind of southerly as you go towards Neverwinter, but off to the west, further over the ocean, you definitely see something darker than typical over there. Like, it's blotting out the sunset.
Storm to the starboard side.
You hear a call back up. Can you tell how far away?
"Not really. It's a ways off right now."
"All right.
Well, barely in sight."
All right. You see some commotion. You can't really hear it at this point. It's a little too off for regular talking. But Adric, being on the deck, you hear the order of, "Let's get things prepared for this. We don't need to button down the hatches yet, but let's just batten. Put things in there." Batten down the hatches, yeah. Let's just put things in their place and get things ready in case this comes away. Vicky, what are you doing down below decks?
Puking into a barrel.
Oh, you're going to have a hard
Pans
time
to
in
Vicky.
This.
She's over a barrel.
All right. About partway into the night, they have the guy that was scheduled to relieve the original crewman come up and let you out of that crow's nest. And you're able to climb back down. Things are getting pretty cold. That rigging's actually getting a little stiff from seawater and getting frozen.
Can I slide down in a flashy fashion?
You can give me an acrobatics check to do so.
Damn straight.
Okay, Peter Pan.
18 plus 9, 27.
Yeah, you pretty much fireman pull that.
Sweet. Hit the deck with a roll and slide back onto my feet again.
You didn't even use the rigging. You just used the mast.
All right.
You're going to have to check for splinters.
Everywhere.
My medicine check's not very good, so I won't notice them if they're there.
It's okay, Adric can find it.
Is that a splinter or an STD?
Well, I can't tell, but you probably should get your sums checked.
Fair enough, my friend. Fair enough.
Splintery testicle disorder.
It's very painful.
STD.
You guys want to take a rest, sleep the night while the night crew kind of keeps the ship going?
Vicky's sounds wise.
I'm just going to crash out next to my barrel because I'll probably wake up and puke in it some more.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sharing crew quarters with her. I'll find another place to be if she's vomiting in a barrel. So.
All right. Well, the night passes with not much more than what you had already experienced. So the same rocking for the dwarves. Some people aren't accustomed to it. Seems a little violent, but really it's just winter weather. As morning comes out, you guys are woken up and told jobs are ready to do. They look with pity at Vicky and say, why don't you just grab a mop and keep this place cleaned up below decks?
Just gonna keep go around in circles as you get sick cleaning up yourself. It's just this one spot.
I'm feeling so fucking sorry for myself. I'm just gonna clean up my own vomit. I don't even care right now.
They made her the janitor.
It's a noble profession.
Is it?
I try to make her feel better, Mr. Adric.
All right, Adric, they have you with some of the crew, any barrels of food, fresh water, whatever they can, getting them tied and secured so they won't bounce around and break. Adric, or Kayveld, they want you back up in the crow's nest because you have that spyglass. You are the most experienced person, next most experienced person, because you are, as they know, Captain Kayveld, to be watching out for this.
Damn straight. All right, yeah. He's headed back up there, ties himself off.
Okay. So give me another perception check. We'll see. Look where you looked before.
That is 17, 18, 19,
20,
21. All right. Yes, I counted it off my fingers. Leave me be.
What you see.
That's not a storm. That's a space station.
Oh, that was a good one. You see it kind of southwesterly, and it's definitely getting closer. It looks like it will intersect you maybe in the next day or so at your current course. It doesn't look like stopping is going to help you avoid it either. It's kind of heading your way.
It's also really hard to do with a ship since we can't actually just put the brakes on this thing.
So Kiel's got some experience with sailing, obviously. He's got navigator's tools and stuff like that he knows how to use. He doesn't actually own any, but he's assuming there's probably some on the ship. Can he do a check to see about how far off it is? And I guess using innate knowledge, would he know about how bad of a storm it might actually be?
There's checks for both of those. Man, I got that new book, Xanathar's.
You got the Xanthers?
Yeah, and it has all the DCs that I need for these kind of checks. It's great. It's got all the tool DCs and everything.
It also has the stats for an absent parent. I'm not kidding. That's an actual thing. Micah found it yesterday.
Oh, man.
That's impressive.
All right. Yeah, so you call down and say you're coming down. You head into the first mate's quarters and ask him to see navigator's tools. And he says, all right, let's take a look and see if we can't pinpoint where this is. Go ahead and make a check with your it's intelligence plus proficiency to try to plot where you are and where you think the storm is.
All right, proficiency is your +3, correct? Well,
yes.
Yeah, okay. So intelligence plus proficiency, that's a 19 plus 3, because that's my proficiency and my intelligence is 0. So 22.
You still get it. You say, the first mate agrees with you. He's like, yeah, this is definitely where we are. The captain comes in and looks over your shoulders and said, yeah, you've got our location. And you point to where you see the storm through your spyglass. And it's looking at the map and actually seeing it. You're guessing about a day and a half. You're not sure if you can outrun it, if you can bypass it. if you guys try to pick up the speed best you can, that'd make the trip a lot choppier and a lot riskier. You might break some lines, things like that. But at the same time, if you slow down, it's going to go over you either way. So the captain looks at you and says, "Oh, what's your advice on this?"
"Well, personal experience, it's better to be on the other side of a storm than in the middle of it. I think it's worth the risk trying to pick up the pace a little bit."
And Captain kind of nods at you and looks at his first mate and says, "Make it so." No.
"Make it so, number one."
Give her all she's got.
That joke was a number two.
So they go through and they start making the calls to get the sails nice and tight. They start worrying less about turning into the waves, even though it's a little bit more dangerous to get hit in the side with them, and start going full bore with the wind, trying to take that northerly wind to bring them south a little quicker. Kayvel, you go up back to the crow's nest and kind of keep your eyes out and watch it. Vicky, you clean the floors.
Did you say it gets choppier because of where we are?
Yes, instead of the boat rocking up to down and breaking those waves by steering into them, it's getting hit in the side, and it's making it a lot more difficult to stay on your feet. In fact, everybody's going to need to make another acrobatics check with disadvantage just because it's rocking this much, it's this bad.
So 15 plus 9 for me. So I'm at 24.
I hate you. That's 6. That was on disadvantage, Dustin.
Yeah, my other roll was a 19.
Jeez.
11.
All right. And sorry, Adric, what was yours again? You said 8 or 6? You said
6.
Yeah, you did. Adric, you actually kind of get banged around. You have one of those barrels kind of comes loose and you catch it. It doesn't break or anything like that, but you kind of get slammed into the wall. You can take a couple d6 of damage just because it hurts.
D6.
7 damage. I mean, you're level 6, man. That's like nothing for you. Come on.
I'm at 48.
Perfect.
That is 1-8.
All right. So you're kind of down there trying to get things back into place, because you can see if things don't actually get battened down now, that you might end up running low on food or water, because things are going to break with this kind of weather. You actually don't know why it's all of a sudden getting worse, though, because you've been down working below decks. Vicky, you... are about in the same place you are now, but maybe even a little more queasy.
I rolled a 1 before. Now I got 11. I feel like I found somebody who had some Dramamine, and I'm feeling better.
Well, you're feeling a little less sick. You're kind of starting to get your sea legs, but you're still about in the same place as far as like keeping your feet under you. What are you going to be doing at this point? Like you're kind of mopped up. You're not throwing up anymore and it's kind of clean. Where do you wander to at this point on the ship?
Vicky knows nothing about ships except they make her throw up.
So you kind of stay in your room.
I don't trust Kayvel. So I think I'm just going to go lay in my room and enjoy my Dramamine. I'll tell Adric, though. Adric, I'm going to go lay in my room and enjoy my drugs.
Feel better, my friend.
Come get me if they need me, but I hope they don't.
I don't think we will be able to fight the storm, but we will let you know if you are needed.
Let's see what happens with this full bore.
Okay, just to let everyone know, by his expression, we are screwed.
It's true. It's true. I saw the expression myself.
Well, do you want to? I'll let my wife look at the number I rolled.
It's an 02.
Bye bye ship, we knew you well.
So with the you can feel wind starting to pick up. The storm's not there yet, but it's definitely getting closer as the day goes by. You know that sometime tomorrow it's going to hit, and with the winds picking up and the way that you guys are racing south as fast as you can, getting hit in the side with these getting larger and larger waves, you hear, and you don't see it yet, but you hear a huge crack. Kayveld might have an inkling to what that crack is, but I don't think Adric or Vicky would.
Is it sounding like it's a crack coming from a mast, or does it sound like it's coming from down below in the hole?
No, it sounds like a mast.
Does it happen to be the one that I'm on?
I mean, you just heard a crack. You're not sure. You can't see anything yet. You guys are going to need to probably need to inspect it a little bit to find out more.
Vicky all comes right out. She throws the door open and goes, "What the fuck was that, crack?"
Cable up at the crow's nest goes, "Hey, down below, am I about to fall? Take a look at the mast I'm on. Am I about to fall? Shit is not going so hot."
Well, I want to inspect it.
All right, roll an investigation. There's three masts, so you're going to roll on one.
I'm going to roll the one that Kayveld is on first.
Okay. Investigation.
That's a 16.
Okay, so you kind of look around it. You actually tentatively kind of climb it just a little bit. You are a smith. You're not a carpenter or anything that deals with wood, but you can be relatively certain that this mast is okay.
Can you yell back up to Kayveld? Kayveld, it appears that your big wood pillar is okay.
Good to know. I don't like to fall out of trees or masts or tops of ships and shit like that, you know?
Can I look at the next one?
Yeah. Go ahead and make an acrobatics check, though, because you are on deck now and things are getting icy and slippery and the snow that fell isn't really helping.
That's a 10.
All right. So you get down and you start sliding around. You don't actually make it right away to the next mast. You actually start to slide a little bit, and a couple of crew members actually kind of catch you and kind of help you get back to your feet and push you in the right direction.
Well, what I want to do is, because I've been sliding around for so long, I want to adapt to my situation. So I kind of do like a penguin belly flop. I just throw myself down on my belly and my boobs and just kind of push myself that direction.
Okay, so after you get helped up by those sailors, you do that. You jump forward, go ahead, and man, what is a role for curling?
Can I do athletics?
Not a real sport role?
I think it'd be athletics. Yeah.
Athletics? That's an 18.
All right, so you actually slide directly to it. And as you get there, go ahead and make a quick dexterity check to grab the pole as you slide past it.
What the fuck? It almost landed on 20, and then it just went and plunked over on 2.
It did. It was kind of on a corner for a half second, looking like it was going to be a 20.
With my modifier, that's a 4.
Okay, so you reach out, and you're instead of grabbing it, your arm kind of hits it, and because it is slick, and because you are on your belly sliding, you end up in this like uncontrollable spin as you keep going towards the rail.
But can I see it? Can I see if it was cracked?
Not spinning. No.
Mission first.
You end up slamming up. Probably not enough to take any damage or anything by the time you get to it. Like Adric got pinned by something. That's why he got hurt. But you slam into the kind of the side of the railing, and you kind of able to stop yourself at this point.
Does that mean I can ricochet off and like push my feet and then penguin slide again?
Yes, but before you do, you're hit there just at the right time that a wave comes over and splashes, and you just get soaked in freezing ocean water.
Awfully cold out there.
So what? So I got hit by cold water. I've seen worse.
This is.
What am I gonna be like? Cold. It's fucking cold water. Now I'm gonna.
At this point, I believe Adric would have come up on deck. Does he see this flopping around and?
Yeah, and kind of.
Can I try and help and like stop her from spiraling out of control?
Yeah, you see her just in time to get splashed and start to penguin flop back towards the mast again. Go ahead and make your move, Adric.
Okay, so I'm going to try and, like, I guess reach out and, like, if I can latch onto the mast and reach out, like, my warhammer for her to grab onto, just at least stop her from spiraling. What would I have to do for that?
I would say just go ahead and hold it out. If she grabs it, she will roll a dex check to grab it, and you'll roll a strength check to steady her. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and he sticks out his mace for you to grab as you start to dive forward again. Go ahead and make a dex check to grab his, but he can aim
the warhammer. Not warhammer. So the mace, I don't want to puncture her.
Okay, so yeah, it's the warhammer. Now he can kind of aim it at you, so have advantage on grabbing it. I think that'll do it. Go ahead and
wait. I want to give a unnatural 20.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're holding it out, and you're kind of have yourself kind of anchored too. You're hanging on with one hand to something else, probably the door frame that you came out of. And she grabs that warhammer. Go ahead and make a strength check to hold her tight.
Okay. Oops. That would be it's just straight strength, right?
Yep.
13.
Go ahead. Yeah, I think that does it. It is slick, and you kind of feel it stretch you a little bit, but you're able to hang on, and she kind of slides right. You line her up right with the mast, where she can kind of let go and reach it and hold on to it.
I'll bear hug it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from penguin to bear.
Go ahead and make your inspection check since you've got your nose right into it.
Do I get an advantage since my nose is right in it?
No, unfortunately. Oh.
That's a natural 20. My nose was right in it.
Yeah. So as you're hugging it, your nose is right in it. You actually have it lined up with, you can see a big crack kind of lined up right where your face is. You just happen to grab it in just the right spot to notice it.
Oh, there's a big crack right here. I'm gonna yell out, Kevin, you skinny bastard. There's a giant crack in this wood pole.
It's the mast.
All right, that's not a good thing.
It's so the
which
aft mast.
Is that one the forward? Are we looking at the keel side? Which aft?
Yeah. So there's of course three in a line, right? There's
yeah. I'm on the center one.
Yep. It's the rear. It's so where like anything of we should alert the captain below.
That's what I'm called down for. Captain, might want to furl the sails on the aft mast. Fucker not going to last a whole lot longer.
You see people dart back and forth down on the deck. You see people start to scramble to grab ropes and try to pull up the sails so they're not catching wind too much.
I'm just going to keep clinging on to this mast until somebody helps me go another direction.
I'm sure they will. There's no time for it yet, but you'll just have to hang there while everybody works.
Which side's the crack on? So if this mast were to come down, is it coming down forward into the other mast, or is it going down backward?
That's something you'd probably have to look at to say. I don't think Vicky would have the expertise to know that.
Well, is it on the left, right, forward, back?
Well, Vicky, you were holding on to her near the door to below decks, which is, of course, if you are familiar with ships, is there's that raised section on the aft that has the doors to go in there, and that's kind of where you're hanging out of, so it's facing the back. It's kind of up and down, little diagonal, but facing the back.
Cable, get a Spider-Man on down and see what he can do to help get those sails up.
Which way? Like, you're climbing face first down the rigging, or you're swinging from a rope?
he's Spider-Man. He's ziplining down a rope onto the deck towards where the other mast is.
Okay, acrobatics, of course. You have to do these flourishes. You have to be able to pull them off.
That is a 6 plus 9, 15.
You succeed, but not as gracefully as you'd like. You kind of tumble at the bottom. It's a little slick. You didn't really account for the ice that well.
Not so much flare as I was gunning for, but it's all right.
All right. So, Kava, with your proficiency with water vehicles, you have knowledge of ships and this kind of thing. What are you? While people are furling the sails, what are you doing?
Let's see. Furling the sails. He's gonna start trying to range people out to get this either reinforced. Well, I mean, he's looking at the crack. So is it bad enough that it looks like it's going to break here any second?
Not any second, but it doesn't look like it could weather a storm.
Does it look like it could be repaired, or does it look like it needs to be just taken down? That'd be the question.
It looks like it could be reinforced. Repair would have to be probably once it's docked, but you think that you could probably reinforce it.
Cable's cautious. He's gonna talk to the captain, see if he can convince him to just take this thing down for now. We'll have to do it when we get docked.
All right, go ahead and the captain comes out. You explain your plan. Go ahead and roll persuasion. He doesn't want to. He's apprehensive about mutilating the ship.
Yeah, but if it comes down, it's going to take out the other two too, you jackass.
This is...
It's a 19 plus 9, 28.
He mulls it over not very long and says, yeah, I just care about the ship. You're right. We should take this town.
That's right. Keeveld called him a jackass in his persuasion, and it worked.
Yep.
Keep that in mind.
Vicky's getting really cold and feeling stupid holding onto this thing. So I'm going to be like, Edric, I'm going to slide to you. Can you throw me back to my door?
Okay.
I'm really cold.
So while he's doing that, Keeveld wants to find a mop or a broom and kind of skid himself up in front, brushing the path to the door. Like an Olympic pole competition. This way! Right this way!
I just love the imagery. There's no rolls needed for this. Just work it out, guys. This is great.
So I'm gonna turn around and get in my belly. And I'm just gonna push off of the big wood pole toward Adric. Just
Adric's gonna stick out his hammer and be very confused about what Kayvald's doing. Why he's doing it.
Kayvald, being from the north, is well versed in curling. So he knows exactly what he's doing. This is the only sport we got. We got this and that stupid hockey game. I was never the biggest guy. That's why I don't like hockey.
All right. Well,
so you pick the sport that doesn't count.
It counts when you're small.
So you were the puck.
It was this or figure skating. All right. This is more masculine.
All right. Give me a strength check. I want to see how hard you push yourself off this.
Oh, okay.
Vicky.
21.
Okay. Adric, make a dexterity save because you were confused over Kayvald and she pushed off a lot harder than she might have intended. And she's moving really fast.
Can I just fly by and go straight to my door?
14.
All right. You happen to look down just in time to jump out of the way as Vicky misses you barely and doesn't send you tumbling and flies into the door to crash into the wall behind it next to the stairs.
We are not getting our security deposit back on this ship.
No!
A little red light is flashing on top of the door, like when hockey, when you score.
I don't exactly know how curling really works in reality, so I'm gonna pretend that there's goals in curling.
It's shuffleboard on ice. And Louis just described curling.
Vicky's feeling super victorious that she succeeded in something, so she throws her fists up in victory from her back.
Face still on the ground.
All right, so we go back to tearing down this mast, getting it down to the deck and secure it off to the side here.
All right, we're going to use your, for that, I think... I think you're more directing, aren't you, Kayvald, for the most part?
He avoids work when he can.
Use your intelligence, proficiency, and water vehicles. Roll that to kind of direct it and see how quickly you can get this down.
So my intelligence is 0. So proficiency is +3, though. So 12 plus 3, 15.
Okay. It wasn't fast, but it wasn't slow. It was about as fast. I mean... You can be satisfied with it, not happy with yourself, but you. It took a few hours, but they actually have this thing down safely. What are you gonna do with the mast? Are you just chucking it into the ocean?
No, I'm gonna secure it to the deck, secure it along the rails.
Okay,
as much as we can. If we have to chop it into another piece, you don't want to just toss the wood. You can use it later.
Right, and the captain's happy.
You don't want to just toss it.
Don't do it. You don't just want to toss the beams, all right? Just want to throw your wood around. You know what I mean? Besides, it could become dangerous in the storm. You don't want your own beam coming back and whacking you. You know what I mean?
That's why we don't have nice things.
When you get a crack in the rear, you don't just toss your wood around.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
You get someone else to toss your wood for you. That way, they know what they're doing and they can see it better.
I think we're operating on two separate wavelengths there, Spencer.
No, I was trying. I know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, boy. All right. So losing one of the masts obviously slowed the ship down a decent amount. Are you guys still going to try to outrun the storm? Or are you going to try to batten down and sit it through now, do you think? The captain is... He's kind of gunning for battening down and trying to sit it through. That's his opinion, but he values yours as another quote-unquote captain.
So Kayvald's all about, he doesn't think we're going to outrun it with just the two masts. So he's all about battening down and furling the sails, pulling the rigging, doing everything we can to make this make it through this storm, turtling up.
The captain turns the ship into the waves again just to... kind of cut down on the rocking just a little bit. They drop anchor. They don't want to move around as much as they have, as much as they, don't really want to move around that much.
How far out are we?
You guys are, you don't even see the shore. You guys are out. I guess you wouldn't know, Adric.
I was just curious as far as dropping anchor, because depending on how far out we are, we might not have anchor long enough.
They've got anchor long enough. It's good. They're taking a route where they knew that this might be the case, and so it's not that deep where you guys are. It's, I don't know, 200-300 feet as far as the, when you ask around, that's what you hear. But that still leaves shore out of sight.
All righty.
So it's a pretty tense, I mean, night's fallen. It's pretty tense. What are you guys doing over this night? Well, you pretty much wait for an inevitable storm.
I'm getting dry and getting drunk and going to sleep. I did my part.
Adric's leading a sermon just to pray for calm seas and that we all stay safe.
Okay.
Cable's in a hammock. He's in a hammock, got his hat down over his eyes. He's been this way before.
So I guess I'll just skip the boring stuff. Go ahead and everybody kind of give me just a general, or do you want me to roll a percentile dice just to see how well this ship was kind of tied up and prepared?
You roll them. You got the lucky hands. You roll them.
Agree?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I didn't even make it dirty, Dustin. It was just he's got the lucky hands.
Doesn't matter. Everything can be turned into an innuendo.
That's 202%, right?
202!
Maybe I'll
roll.
Will
again!
Can we renege? You can cut it out and I'll say we'll roll.
It's a 22. This ship, I mean, you guys did all right. It's you did most of it kind of leaning up ahead of time. But you guys have spent a little too much time in anticipation and a little less time working than maybe you should have. And now you hear the call. It's the morning, and Kayveld, you're kind of already getting up for your shift at the in the crow's nest, and you hear the call that it's probably within the next couple hours away. Probably no point in even climbing up there at this point. In fact, the guy up there now is climbing down. What are each of you doing to prepare yourselves for this storm that's very close?
Kayveld wants to walk around, make sure things are secured, things that could come loose and flip and fly around. He wants to double check wherever he's going to be. And he's definitely not going to be above. He doesn't plan on being on deck during the storm if he doesn't have to be.
Yeah, Adric's going to go around and check the riggings, or not the riggings, the ropes, make sure, like, basically the spots Kayveld's not checking.
I mean, Ficky's basically useless. I'm going to get an extra throw-up barrel in my room. And just kind of hang out.
Secure your throw-up barrel so it doesn't splash on you.
I mean, if somebody needs... I'll just tell Adric. Adric, if somebody needs me, come knock on my door. I won't sleep naked this time. But...
Good, because the first 5 times it was really awkward waking you up.
You should be used to it, but no.
Yeah, that's what saddened me.
It's the hairy chest.
Yeah.
You love me hairy mounds. Shut up. But if somebody needs me, come find me. Otherwise, I'm just going to be drunk on Dramamine and booze and stay in my room. Try not to spread my puke everywhere.
Kayla wants to secure her a lid for her barrel. In case it starts rocking pretty good, she can slap that sucker on.
All right. All right. The wind picks up. The waves get harder. The ship starts rocking even more. Everybody's going to need to start this with, and we're going to start kind of moving in rounds, and everybody's going to need to do an acrobatics check. We'll go ahead and everybody roll initiative also. I'm going to roll one for the storm, so we can kind of do this in a timed fashion.
So 19, my initiative plus 4 right on that, right? My initiative says 4, my thing, so that's whatever I roll plus 4?
Yes.
Yeah. 4? Oh, your dex is probably really high.
Yeah. So 23.
3.
18.
All right. So go ahead and make the acrobatics check, Kayveld.
Plus 9. 6 plus 9. 15.
Okay, that passes. So you managed to keep your feet under you pretty well. The way this is going to work, you need a total of 6 successes before 3 failures of certain... primary skills to be able to get through this. And I'll let each of you pick a primary skill that you can, and you can only use this primary skill that you pick once. That is acrobatics, endurance, diplomacy, nature, and perception. So I'll go through that each of the turns, and you can pick which one you want to use. If you use one, you can't use it again on your next turn.
Question.
Yes.
Diplomacy. I'm not seeing an endurance or diplomacy anywhere on my sheet here.
Sorry, it's a small older version. Endurance, we'll just use athletics. Diplomacy would be persuasion.
Okie dokie.
All right, Kayveld, which primary skill do you want to use?
Does this get harder as we go along?
Some of the options, once you pick one, I'll tell you two options you can do, and you'll let me know, or I'll let you know what options you can do with that.
Let's go ahead and start with persuasion.
All right. So as the storm rolls up, it's something that nobody's on this crew has really encountered before, and they've kind of lost their composure. And just as it hits, chaos is coming loose upon the decks. With the authority of your voice, you'll need to gain control and restore order. So it's going to be a hard DC. Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check.
So 19 plus 9, 28.
All right. What do you say with that success? How do you get these
people? Hey, you salty sons of bitches. Get your shit together before I have to backhand every last one of you.
And it pretty much does the trick. You see people kind of stop panicking and getting back to their posts, working on getting themselves secured for some rougher weather.
Waving around a mop like a standard as I'm yelling at all these people. You below decks, you tie this shit off. I ain't got time for this crap anymore.
That's one success. All right. Vicky, give me your mandatory check, your acrobatics.
Well, fuck. I rolled a 2.
All right. So you're going to get -2 to your next skill check for failing the acrobatics. What primary skill do you want to use?
I'm going to use athletics.
This is a moderate DC. So you, Vicky, you know your strength can be put to good use by securing the sails from above the rigging. They've already been kind of pulled up, but some of them have started to flap loose a little bit, and that's not going to be good. So you can use your athletics to... This one won't count as a... Like, if you fail, it won't count towards a failure, but neither will a success count as a success. It'll just prepare you for a better check on your next turn.
So they took me out of my room. They like knocked at my door and said, hey, we need your arms.
They did. Yeah. You got knocking on the door saying, hey, we need your strength. And they tell you to secure the sails from above because they've come loose. Go ahead and make your athletics check with a -2 to whatever else you roll.
9 plus 6, 15.
So you successfully climb up to the rigging and that kind of handles your turn. With the storm coming in, a couple of waves crash over. Vicky, you're kind of out of reach of it. Kayveld, Adric, you guys kind of get a little bit wet, but nothing terribly happens. The ship rocks under your feet, but everybody's generally okay at this point. Adric, go ahead and give me your first acrobatics check.
Okay. 12.
So that's going to be 15's the number to beat, so that's going to be a -2 on your next check. Which primary skill do you want to use?
You know, we'll go with persuasion just to get that one out of the way.
All right. Kayveld's persuasion pretty much helped get the people that were in his general vicinity, but the storm's coming through and it's getting louder. Where you came through, you still see people like just kind of, in your case, it's not so much chaos, but it's dead fear that's got them kind of paralyzed and trying to get over to the railing and just kind of not moving or helping do anything during the storm. Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. Help these guys overcome their fear.
Apparently I'm not meant to roll over 10 tonight, so 7.
That's our first failure. So they see you, they're like, what is it? You're just a dwarf, you've never even been sailing before. What could you possibly know about this? We're all gonna die. And they're just hanging on to the railing, really, really just not moving. Kayveld, go ahead and try to keep your feet.
Were you using acrobatics for that, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good. 17 plus 9, 26.
All right, that's a pass. Which primary skill do you want to use now? You cannot use the one you previously used.
We'll go ahead and go with acrobatics this time around.
All right. You're going to get a choice. There's a couple things. Now, you're looking, do you want to try to attempt to climb the rigging? Or, you know what, just actually roll roll a dice for me and just tell me even or odds.
Even.
All right. So as you're looking around for the next thing that you need to do, you see a crew member lose their balance and start to slide overboard. They're just in range that you could be able to grab them before the sea claims them.
Okie dokie. I'm going to go ahead and try to grab them. Is there a rope around? Like, I have a rope in my hand, so if he goes off, I don't have to.
That would probably take more time than you have. If you stop to look, he's going over.
All right. He's going to help the guy.
All right. Roll your acrobatics.
13 plus 9. It's a 22.
All right. You reach down and you see him sliding and starting to tip and flip over the railing. And you actually manage to reach out and just kind of grab him by the back of the shirt before he can get all the way over. You get your feet kind of planted on the at the bottom of it too. And you manage to pull him back, giving you guys another success, keeping your crew alive and safe. Vicky.
Quick hands up, fellas. I just used my two things that I had a 9 in. So after this, it's not going to be so easy for the rolling.
All right, Vicky, go ahead and roll your acrobatics to stay on your feet.
2.
Maybe you should switch dice. All right, it's going to be a penalty of -2 to your next roll. What primary skill do you want to use?
I'm going to use intimidation. Oh, no, just kidding.
They're already scared.
It was perception.
All right. While you're up there, and you managed to climb the rigging last turn, and you're up a little bit higher, and you're kind of pulling up the that sail. It was already been tied off, so it didn't take you a whole long to tighten that knot and get things just really secure. You managed to look up and go ahead and roll your perception check.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nice.
-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 21.
Still good. This nice. Is actually a hard one that you guys got another pass. As you are up there and securing this up, you kind of tilt your head in just the right direction. And rather than the regular, like, what you've been experiencing, the really heavy, salty, just stormy air, you get the scent, the whiff of a fresh breeze. Coming in, and your eyes, as you kind of look towards the distance, you actually see the break in the storm off in the distance. And it occurs to you that you could make the recommendation to start heading towards that break to calmer seas.
Oh, guys, there's a break. There's some blue sky and fresh air, and it's that way, whatever way that direction is. My finger's pointing that way.
Let's go that way then, eh?
We should make hurry.
All right, Storm. So as she's pointing up there, a huge wave rolls under you guys and just almost tilts. Like, you see the whole ship tilt to the point where the masts are almost hitting the water. Everything starts to slide down. Go ahead and each person tell me quickly what you're going to try to do to stop yourself from going overboard, whether it's using your dexterity or your strength somehow. Just tell me what you're going to do to save yourself.
I'm up the mast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm basically just going to bear hug the mast and also take the opportunity to puke into the ocean rather than onto the boat.
The whole crew appreciates that. Adric, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and try and slam my mace into like the mat, into not the mast, the deck, and try and hold on like that.
Sorry, I just had the picture, screw you all.
Take it down.
Gable's going for a full on nice fancy skid roll over to whatever's closest that he can grab a hold of that's not going anywhere. So I guess he's close to the railing still, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna slide towards the railing or the mast or whatever's closest that he can get a grip on.
All right. You also happen to notice when you saved this other guy, there are ropes everywhere along the railing where you already are, in case you wanted to tie yourself off. Just throwing it out there as it. You would have noticed it with your passive perception at this point.
Gable does not want to be. He's secure enough in his own acrobatic skills. He thinks he's probably safer being able to continue moving. So not a chance in hell is he tying himself to the side of the boat.
All right. Vicky, go ahead and make me an athletics check for strength to hold on to that.
11.
Great. I'll come up with the results here in a second.
Thank goodness I'm really strong.
Adric, go ahead and give me, actually make an attack roll since you're swinging out with your mace to like anchor it in.
11.
Okay, I mean, it's an inanimate object, so you hit. Go ahead and roll some damage to see how well you get anchored.
10.
Oh, yeah. You get your thing solidly lodged in there, and you just hang on to your weapon lodged into the wood. And Adric, go ahead and give me another acrobatics check to do your little skid and catch yourself.
That would be K-ville for 100.
What did I say, Adric?
11.
Okay.
You said Adric, and I'm trying to figure out why he's skidding. He rolled for you, though. That's true. Nice.
Adric, you're safe. Don't worry.
You're already safe. He's just being a dick.
K-ville. Go ahead and roll your acrobatics. Do your skid.
It's 15 plus 9. So 24.
All right. Yeah, you just kind of, it's a rough turn, but you handle it beautifully.
Whee!
Vicky, as you slide that way, you're obviously going down the side that it's dipping anyway, because that's the way you'd slide. K-ville, you get an opportunity for redemption. You end up by a buoy, and you see Vicky lose control of the mast and fall into the water.
I'm casting that sucker off.
All right, let's give another dexterity check.
Say 14 plus just dex, right?
Yeah.
Plus 3, 17.
Vicky, it lands by you. Go ahead and make a dex check yourself with advantage because he aimed it so well to grab it.
Why are you trying to drown me?
Don't go near him with any bodies of water.
He's alright, I'm friends with a god. He doesn't have one eye. He saved my life before.
12.
That's enough. I think that you grab it. It's not well. Adric, you see this going on. Do you want to try to help rang her in? Because this is going to be a little bit tough for K-ville to do in the zone. I would say that you easily see what's going on here.
Save me, Adric. He's got skinny arms.
Remember, I did curly, not hockey.
Adric's just like, he'll even let go of his mace, so we'll just rush down to help Vicky. He'll pick it up later.
Yeah, the ship's coming back at this point, so you're not going to probably fall off the side because it's rolling back to where it's supposed to be upright.
Oh, did my puke make it into the ocean?
Yeah, you're probably swimming in it right now.
Ew.
Space, that's not the worst thing we've done since starting this trip.
Give her an athletics check to try to help K-ville pull her in, Adric.
That's better. 22.
All right. So Vicky, hanging on for dear life, soaking in a winter sea, gets pulled back up into the ship from the buoy that K-ville tossed. And for your teamwork, you guys are earning another success.
Damn it, I just got dry.
I would suggest you go back below deck there, Skitty.
Then don't bring me out.
You kind of came out.
Adric.
No, she,
that sounded way worse than I always intended.
He did say she was called out. So.
Okay.
Adric, that was the storm's, like, that was the storm's turn, if you will. It's your turn on the initiative, so go ahead and roll your acrobatics to keep your feet.
14, so still no.
That's with your modifiers? Okay.
Yeah, I have... my acrobatics is 1.
Okay, there you go.
Like I said, all your checks are not my proficiencies or specialties, so this is going to be tough for me.
Adric is not a sailor.
No, he's not.
Which primary skill do you want to use?
Screw it. Let's use nature. I want to see what that does.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead and roll a nature check. It's a moderate DC.
18. And that's no modifiers because my nature is 0. Screw the forest.
So between,
what did they ever do to me?
So between what Vicky called out last, just a moment ago, about before the giant wave tipped your ship sideways, almost capsized it, you actually take a moment and just kind of feel your surroundings and your knowledge of, and this isn't even necessarily like sailing knowledge, but just your knowledge of nature and your knowledge of the winds and the way they affect the waves. Allows you to kind of mentally calculate a course that would you could actually head the direction that Vicky pointed out moderately safely, maybe even reduce the severity of the storm on your way to that break that she found earlier. That is another success.
Is the captain out on deck right now?
Yeah, he's with everybody else. It's all hands on deck right now, trying to keep things from breaking and cutting loose and everything.
Okay, Adric's going to yell like, okay, Captain, I have a solution that could abate us from this storm. Probably didn't use that word correctly, but...
I've been using...
And yeah, he's going
to... I've been using battering, so...
And Adric points to the course that he believes would take them in away from the rougher seas.
All right, between Vicky and Adric, even though neither of you are sailors, the fact that neither of you are sailors, but you could spot this and pick this out, gives him even more confidence to actually go the course. And he gives the order to start pulling up anchor and dropping the sails just enough to get them moving. Adric, or I keep saying Adric when I mean Kveld. I am so sorry.
My name
Dustin.
Is Kveld. I am taller. I am the taller of the two of us.
My name is Adric. I am shorter.
What's sad is the entire time we've been doing this podcast, it was all of you guys getting the names wrong, and now it's me.
My name is Vicky. You're married to me.
I'm married to Juliet.
You're still married to Vicky.
Oh.
Okay. Give me your acrobatics check, Kveld.
That is a 15 plus 9, so 24.
You're the only one keeping your feet.
An auto success on all of those.
My acrobatics is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Shit.
He's like river dancing
Spider-Man,
on the ship.
Batman.
He's just
I'm on a boat, and
what's the next primary skill you want to use?
So I've used acrobatics, persuasion. I'm just going down the list on what I'm good at to what I'm not. So perception would be my next one on my list.
So being that you guys are already aware of the direction that you need to go and the kind of the way to do it, it was kind of the inexperience who pointed it out. So you are able to take your own experience and head towards the front of the ship and kind of take a stock of it yourself to really kind of nail down what you guys need to do to get out of the storm the fastest. So give me your perception check to really just point the way.
That is a 19 plus 4, 23.
That is your last success. So even though the storm rages on, between the three of you kind of working together and helping the crew and working hard, you manage to take control and help the captain steer this ship towards the break in the storm that Vicky had initially found. And that Adric had seen the calmer way.
So as we're coming out of the storm, if it appears somewhat safe, Kveld is going to run up onto the prow and do his standard Captain Morgan pose coming out of the storm.
Bow?
The prow of the ship, front of the boat.
That does the bow.
P-R-O-W.
I haven't heard that one before.
Don't argue with him, Spencer. He knows a bunch of weird stuff.
Prow the ship, bow the ship, same thing.
Okay.
All right. Yes, absolutely. You can do your Captain Morgan pose, and you guys successfully navigate the storm with minimal damage to the ship. I mean, really, not a lot happened besides that one crack in the mast, which, thanks to your expertise, Kveld, you managed to take care of so it didn't break mid-storm.
Well, thanks to Vicky
for catching it,
putting her face in the crack.
And thanks to Vicky for catching it, and Kveld's expertise in how to dismantle it save it.
Kveld is inherently mildly paranoid, so he always takes the course of tearing that shit down rather than having it risk falling and killing him. It's kind of his go-to.
Well, it definitely saved you in this case, and the rest of the trip is a lot more mild compared to that. You had some winter times, you guys are heading south, you had a storm, and the seas kind of end up getting calmer for the rest of the time. You guys are on your way to Neverwinter.
We get to the Neverwinter and the boat just immediately falls apart as soon as we step off of it.
Starts to fall it off. It's sinking like in the very beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean as it comes to the dock.
Can we just assume that eventually Vicky gets her dignity back because she finally gets her sea legs and wears dry clothes?
Why don't you roll me a dexterity acrobatics check and we'll find out.
I don't need to like Captain Morgan at the prow of the ship, but I mean if I could just be standing up with dry clothes on. When we dock, that would be good for me.
And then we have to get our land legs back.
It's calmer down at Neverwinter, so do it with advantage. Because it would have been a three.
Double ones.
Oh.
Double threes.
I was close.
That's a 33.
You are, when you arrive.
Just cut that out. Pretend that I didn't ask for that.
You're going to be looking, yeah, you're looking pretty ill. Like you're thanking every deity you can for dry land.
I hop off the boat like Kevin Costner in Prince of Thieves. I just grab the dirt and rub it on my face.
You mean Waterworld?
No, Kevin Costner in Prince of Thieves. He like gets on off the boat and he like.
Then Morgan Freeman, is that right? Morgan Freeman comes out of that?
Yeah.
Ah. Morgan Freeman is freaking awesome. It's a true story.
He's God.
Oh, and just clarify one thing. So bow and prow can be used interchangeably. Prow is the part of the bow that is above the waterline. So the bow is the entire front end of the ship. The prow is anything above the waterline, but it is part of the bow. So you weren't wrong. I'm just saying that's the definition of a prow.
You were right, but I was more right.
I was just clarifying. I'm trying to give you knowledge to help you go about your day. Now you know. If anybody ever asks you, you know the difference.
Do you understand why they're friends now, Spencer?
So when I get on Jeopardy, I'm in the final Jeopardy question, and that's like, what's the difference? And I win it. I will credit you to my victory.
You very well should, yes. That was an acceptable answer.
The front prow of the ship
is
above
the part that's above the water line. That's all.
This is the front of the ship above the water. What is prow? Ding, 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 ding.
You're welcome. Right. Who wants to be? Do they even have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire anymore?
I don't know. But I think it sucks now.
Yeah, it's definitely not Regis.
Is Regis dead?
No,
he's
too much.
I follow Hollywood a lot.
No, it's some like I think it's Cedric the Entertainer or somebody's like the host now. I don't know.
I'm not sure who that is.
Well,
neither am I.
Okay, back to the game.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was planning on just doing the sailing because there's a lot to get into in a Neverwinter. So that was your main obstacle this time around, was trying to survive this thing. And you guys did marvelously. Six successes and only one
Vicky
failure.
Now.
I don't know if Vicky marvelously did it, but she did it.
Basically, Vicky now has a fear of boats.
So
basically, I threw up. I mopped it up. I slid around on my belly. I slammed into things. I got wet and I threw up some more.
You've now, after the ship, after this whole occasion, developed a new character flaw. You are now terrified of boats and the water.
The thought of a bath makes me sick to my stomach.